Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer with Tom Thayer. And Tom, we're going to take a look back at the quarterbacks right now. Jay Cutler had his best season statistically, posted the highest quarterback rating. Why do you think that happened?
Oh, it's a lot. You know, you mature in the NFL, you get a better understanding of defenses in the NFL, and then you have the opportunity to match your wits with a coach who comes in here with the ability to explain how the offense is supposed to and going to run. He tells you how your decisions are going to be made at the line of scrimmage. And then the combination of Josh McCown, Matt Kavanaugh, Aaron Cromer, it's the perfect storm. They all fit well together in order to develop the mental aspects of the quarterback position.
What would you say are a few things that Jay did better this season than he's done in the past with the Bears?
Seeing the line of scrimmage, being able to make an evaluation of what play is supposed to be run before it's ever the ball's ever snapped into his hands, and then incorporating all of his weapons. Yeah, this has become one-dimensional maybe in the past with Brandon Marshall. Now you look how the ball was distributed. Everybody out there was a weapon each time they lined up, whether you're in the backfield or the line of scrimmage.
Tom, the Bears' offense this season was unlike any other we've seen in our lifetimes here. How much do you think being in the system another year in the offseason will benefit Jay Cutler moving forward to the 2014 season?
Well, again, I like to use a saying they're going to pick up, you know, hit the ground running when they start the OTAs and start to get together in meetings, the terminology, even the offseason process where they say they're going to meet on their own. Everything is going to be in advance of what they've already learned. And again, then you have the accomplishments of the offensive line and putting them in the mix. Now you don't have the uncertainty what the offensive line can accomplish. You know what they can accomplish. Now you know how to fit them into the plan.
Past couple of years, Tom, when Jay Cutler got hurt, things didn't go so well. Caleb Haney, Jason Campbell. This year was different, though. Josh McCown came in, kept the Bears in the playoff hunt, played exceptionally well. I believe he finished third in the NFL with a passer rating. Incredible season that he had. What was his key to success, and how would you assess how he performed?
It was great, not only as a teammate, but a backup quarterback, and then being able to invest himself in a new system. The terminology of the system is so difficult in the first place that you have to become invested, not only that your professional time that you're here at Halas Hall, but also your personal time when you're at home. And that's what Josh was able to do. Again, incorporate all the weapons that he has at his disposal, maybe not in the same tempo that Jay Cutler does, but he puts it in the tempo of the way Josh sees this offense, and it was very effective no matter who or where he played.
Jay Cutler and Josh McCown combined to post the highest number of touchdown passes and the best passer rating in Bears history. How much credit does Mark Trestman deserve for that?
All the credit in the world. It's not only Mark Trestman being able to teach the system to Jay Cutler and Josh McCown to able to incorporate all of his weapons and then get that message across. Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, Marty, Earl Bennett, you know, Martellus Bennett, all these guys. You know, it's not only learning the system yourself, but now after I say that terminology to that group in the huddle, now what is everybody's assignment? And that was the great thing the quarterbacks were able to do, is learn everybody's assignment.
Great stuff, Tom. That was a look back at the quarterbacks. We'll be looking back at the running backs in our next segment on ChicagoBears.com.